Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for tonight's program. Thursday night, as many of you probably already know, unless you're listening for the first time, this is our regular weekly program that we've been doing now for about a year with members of an alliance of military support groups, www.letter4alliance.org. And tonight we have a number of people on the program, so we're starting to get them connected here. If you are listening for the very first time, you can find out about our 9-plus-year history, including our 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2011 at talkingwithheroes.com/about. We also have a news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, plus all of our recent audio programs and recent video programs, including the video programs you're going to hear about on this program. They're at ameristreamlive.com/talkingwithheroes. Since last year, we have talked on the air with about 50 members of the R4 Alliance. It's been an amazing year's journey. When I first talked to Bert Gillette, who, by the way, is going to be on tonight's program, about a year ago, there were 19 members. Now there's, I believe, 61 or higher now. They're just growing so fast. These are all organizations involved in one way or another in recreational therapy. So if you've missed any of those programs, again, go to our news site, and you'll see an article in the left-hand column that says, listen to details about 45 R4 Alliance members, partners, veterans, and families programs. And it has everybody that we've interviewed in there, short, a little paragraph with a direct link so you can listen whenever it's convenient. As with all of our programs, once they air, you can listen to them 24/7. Tonight, we're going to hear about an exciting event starting next week. It's the R4 Alliance 2015 National Conference. Veterans, military support group leaders, members are coming from all across America to have this two-day national conference, October 21st, 23rd. And we're going to hear from tonight Hayward Sawyer. He's a Marine Vietnam veteran. He's on the board of directors of R4 Alliance. We're going to hear from Bert Gillette, Director of Programs and Outreach with R4 Alliance, and also David Booth, a retired Master Sergeant, and he is the President and CEO of Combat Veterans to Careers. And so I think we're going to get started with Bert. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, and I've got David on the line as well.
Okay, well, we have another call then on here.
Bert, I'm on
okay,
as well.
Okay, hi, David.
All right.
Oh, you're on too. Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do then, Hayward, if it's okay with you. I'd like to start with you. If you don't mind, if you could speak just a little bit about your military background and your history working with nonprofits serving veterans. And before you start, I'd like to say thank you for your service to our country. Take it away.
Well, thank you very much. So I was, as indicated, I was a Marine. I served in Vietnam in 1968-69. I was an infantry platoon commander. We were working with the 3rd Marine Division up in the DMZ. I had an unscheduled 4-month trip or visit to the hospital ship, the USS Sanctuary. And then upon returning into country, I wasn't able to return to full duty, and I had the honor of serving as aide-de-camp for a very famous World War II Marine by the name of Major General E.B. Wheeler. We were assigned to the 24th Corps. At the time, General Wheeler was a deputy CG for 24th Corps, serving under Army Generals Richard Stilwell and General Melvin Zeiss. We were operating out of Fubai. This carries over to part of the question about, you know, why supporting the 501s, but these gentlemen at a very young age, not only my Marine training, but also these generals were 100% committed and concerned about the daily well-being of their troops and how they were doing after the fact. So So just significant opportunities to, at a young age, being around this type of these type of individuals. Upon returning to the States, some of my billets, I was instructor in an infantry training regiment, company commander, deployed to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, with the 8th Marines, finished a six-month tour down there, and then back to stateside. And in 1971, we started planning 20 years in advance for the deployment into Kuwait. We just didn't know where it was going to be. Anyway, I had the advanced planning party for the first airlift of Marine Division cross-country in the old C-5A, the Air Force had just commissioned. So that's really my military background. Did you want me to go ahead and continue on with all your subsequent questions, Bob? Or
yeah, if you don't mind, I mean, you're obviously a very busy man. I mean, you're chairman and CEO of Alpha Oilfield Services up in Wyoming, but yet you're very involved with nonprofits serving veterans. Talk a little bit about your history doing that.
Well, I've had the opportunity to support the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation. Yeah, the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation for many years, and that foundation provides education for the children. Somebody needs to mute their phone there. You got a lot of noise in the background. I apologize for interrupting. What I was saying
okay,
was that great. Somebody muted their background. I supported and had an opportunity to be a part of the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation, and that group actually provides educational opportunities and money for the children of our fallen Marines and Navy corpsmen. And so I've been involved in that organization for a long time. Became involved with Higher Ground, which is formerly known as Sun Valley Adaptive Sports. Higher Ground serves the military veterans from around the country as well as a civilian program here locally in the greater Sun Valley, if you will. Higher Ground, with the help of a grant from the DuPont Foundation, actually commissioned a study to determine the viability of setting up an entity such as R4 to help organize a collaborative effort of bringing together many organizations to serve the vets with the objective to coordinate, enhance standards of excellence, provide research, evaluation tools, networking platforms, education, and training for the vets. So this is how R4 was formed specifically for this purpose. I don't know if Bill Potter is on tonight, but our chair is a gentleman by the name of Bill Potter, Vietnam vet, Army. And Bill has taken this by the reins, truly. He's also a board member on Higher Ground, but took the challenge to organize such an organization as R4. Now, under Potter's leadership, R4 has had significant growth. And Potter, we call him Potter. We don't call him Bill. He's known as Potter Potter.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's another story. R4, significant growth opportunity under his leadership, and he has personally garnished financial support for many large corporations in America. And it's an honor for me to be a part of the R4 board and be a part of such an exciting opportunity to bring this collaboration of so many different organizations and try and bring the best of the best together for the common goal. Bert Gillette, who was referenced a little bit ago, you know, Bert's played an integral part in organizing a fantastic lineup and fantastic group of the organizations that will be participating in last year's annual meeting and also the conference that's being sponsored this year. Our great friend David Booth and his organization, Combat Veterans to Careers. So thank you, David, for all the hard work and I know all the massive details that are necessary to bring together to have such a venue that you've created. We're really, really impressed and looking forward to getting down there with you.
Thank you,
Haley.
Anyway, thank you for your
that.
Service as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you, I'm going to bring Bert on a minute, but if you could discuss what you hope to see achieved at this conference next week, at the R4 Alliance conference.
Yeah, I have several at this point. This is Bill Hayward. The R4 membership under Bert's leadership has grown just in this last 12 months, as you indicated earlier, Bob. But we've grown from 35 members last year to over 60, and we have several in the queue being evaluated through that process. And then we have the attendance is up over 100% from last year. We'll have some in excess of 60 individuals representing 30-plus organizations. And our objectives, what we want to try and achieve out of this, and again, is increased collaboration between members with the just similar objectives and modalities, if you will. Increase that collaboration for members working in the same region. Bring these geographical, these groups that are working in a similar geographical area, try and bring them together, have them working together rather than trying to compete against one another. Is one of the major objectives here. And then we hope the organization, R4, is to gain insight from our members, insight recommendations that will help the entire group develop plans as to how to go about accomplishing the R4 objectives. R4 objectives, research, continuum of care, education, standards, and just maintain economic viability, which is always one of the most difficult things for a 501. So we want to bring all these talents together and address these issues and come out with a common focus for everybody in trying to achieve these objectives. Naturally, it's always great to be with old friends and veterans, and even though I'm definitely one of the older guys in the group, but it's such a refreshing thing for me and energizes me significantly to be around all these young people that have, again, this common goal. And that common goal I've always been taught for a long, many, many years. Begin with the end game in mind. The end game in mind is help our veterans. So, Bob, back to you, and thanks for the opportunity to be on your program.
Oh, well, thank you, and I look forward to meeting you at the conference next week. And I have to say I'm one of those older guys, too, so so appreciate everything you said. And, Bert, listen, if you don't mind, could you come on? I guess there's people listening for the first time, maybe tell a little bit about yourself and then talk about where we're at on the attendance for the conference and what is planned, what is the conference agenda?
Well, I'm Bert Gillette. As Hayward discussed, I was formerly with Higher Ground when we came up with this concept of creating an alliance and brought these great founding organizations together. And I've been a rec therapist for 13 years, and 8 of those have been spent serving our military family. And for the upcoming conference, I don't know that I have that much to add, honestly, to what Hayward pointed out there. I'm excited that we have two distinguished World War II veterans to come and share their stories and help continue that legacy of the Greatest Generation. As Hayward said, we are really excited to bring together our membership and meet new members. You know, we've almost doubled since this time last year, and we have a lot of new minds to bring together to leverage our collective impact and bringing them into the fold, welcoming them into the R4 family. And then we're going to go over the objectives and really get the member input on what we're trying to accomplish. R4 is not an entity that sits above other organizations trying to dictate what needs to be done. We're more of a democratic process, bringing the best minds together, gathering the input from everyone, and determining how to move forward.
Great. Now, we talked earlier, I'm going to be doing some video interviews, working with Mark, who's going to be doing the filming, and our next audio program will be after the conference, October 29th, and hopefully we will be able to let everybody know where the videos are, where some of the videos are they can watch, right?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's kind of a fun thing that we're offering out to our members. And throughout the conference next week, we are having Mark and yourself work together to create short YouTube videos where our members have the chance to talk about their programs, tell a little bit about the impact that they have, and share it with the public.
That's great. Well, thank you, Bert. Appreciate it. And David Booth, I want to welcome you to the program. Thank you for your service. And if you don't mind, maybe start
thank
out like Hayward, talk a little bit about your service, and then talk about why your organization, Combat Veterans to Careers, joined our FAR Alliance.
A little bit about my service. I did 20 years in the Army. I was in Iraq in 06. My vehicle hit an IED and a roadside bomb, and my vehicle was blown up, and I fractured my neck in three places and was sent to Balboa Navy Medical Center for 3 years' worth of surgeries and rehab. And I was a medic and a counterintelligence agent for long-range surveillance. And after that explosion was pretty much the final phases of my military career, but I wasn't done serving. So when I got out, I took a job in Manhattan, and I had great opportunities, and I ended up coming to the Villages, Florida, where the conference is going to be held, and it's such a great community, and I started an organization helping veterans and continuing that fight in just a different modality and different capacity. And I'm good friends with Hayward and Potter and Bert, and when the R4 approached us and said, "Hey, we need your experience," I was more than happy to help, because that's exactly what we do, and that's one of the things that R4 is great about R4 is that, you know, it's an alliance. It's everybody working together. It's not necessarily one organization working independently, because we can't do it alone. We can't. With the way society is today, and it's always a struggle with the 501c3s, and by working together, we'll help more, and we'll get the mission done faster, and that's one of the reasons why I'm very proud to be affiliated in helping with the R4 Alliance, and I'm not done serving. You know, after all of my injuries and still dealing with the medical and still dealing with the after effects of transition, the therapeutic and all that, there is such a need for it, and working together is the solution to help that.
I appreciate you sharing all that, David. And it's been an amazing year for me, because I think about 90% of the organizations that are members of our FAR Alliance are like you, led by veterans or military families. You know, you've been there, done that. You know some of the things that veterans are going through, and talk a little bit about Combat Veterans to Careers, and also give your website address.
Our website address is combatveteranstocareers.org. One of the things that I never wanted to start a nonprofit organization, I reached out to some other 501c3s and said, "Look, I have a program." While I was going through my medical care and medical treatment, I was in charge of approximately 180 wounded guys as they were transitioning out of the military. So I saw some of the problems. And one of the things that we do is we do 360 degrees of support. We help with housing. We help with, and you don't have to be necessarily be wounded. You don't have to be wounded, because when I was blown up, my RTO next to me, my radio guy, didn't have a scratch on him. But he still deserves the same, and still deals with the loss and grieving and of our fallen soldiers. Now, with that, what we do is we help the whole family. We do 360 degrees of support with education, housing, employment, budget counseling, transitional skills. But we also do golf tournaments and the therapeutics. Every Friday, our veterans get golf lessons. We do a number of different things that get them involved in the community. All the veterans in our program have to do community support and help other organizations. For example, like Toys for Tots, you know, Rotaries or different the Vietnam Veterans Groups of America organization. We have the Vietnam Wall coming, and our veterans participate and give back to the community. So it's a give and take. We don't give handouts, and we help them transition, not just them, but their whole families, the children and the spouse. So we really wrap our arms around with them and bring them back into the community, get them the support that they need. We also give scholarships, financial assistance, a number of different things. And that's where partnering and being a part of the R4 Alliance and working with other organizations, it really benefits everyone.
Absolutely. Now, Bert mentioned to me earlier today that you're very heavily involved in this new initiative launched by R4 Alliance called Patriots Parade. And I understand that Combat Veterans to Careers is leading the parade competition between members. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Patriots Parade, it recognizes and gives a tribute to our service members. And that's one of the things that, you know, every day we go about our everyday routines and all of that. But one of the things is it's never – when you say thank you for your service, it means so much. And then when you put somebody – when I recognize somebody and put them on the Patriot Parade's website, it means – it's helping me recognize soldiers that have – or soldier service members that have served. But it also – you know, it puts them on a light so that we don't forget that, you know what, the service that you served our country isn't forgotten. One of the things that Bert mentioned was the two World War II veterans that live in the villages that I'm personally friends with. And some of to hear these stories and to hear their experiences and their outlook of life, even in their early 90s and late 80s, it's just amazing. And one of the things is we need to tribute them. We need to recognize all of our veterans that served and put it up there, get that word out there, and show that, you know what, your service is recognized and your service is valuable and we appreciate it. And that's one of the things. So I have reached out to our community to really get that going. And you'll see that I give talks within our community. And you'll even from now until the conference, you'll see those numbers growing, and that's one of the things. So it's again, working together to get those that have served our country recognized and tribute to them, and it's the least we could do.
Absolutely. Well, if they're able to come to the conference, I'd be honored if you could get them. We could get them set up on the sign-up sheet, and we could do a video episode with them. Maybe you could do that with me.
Yeah. So Leo Champagne is a Marine. He served in Hiroshima and Mount Suribachi. He will be there talking. And then Irving Walker, who was in the Battle of the Bulge, he will be there as well to talk. So both of them will be there.
Let's talk on registration night. Make sure we get them on the schedule so we can sit down with them.
Definitely.
That would be great. I wish I could have done this with my dad. He was a World War II veteran, but unfortunately he's no longer with us. But he had so many stories he loved to share. I just wish I had been doing this back then, you know. Okay, well, great. Well, thank you, all of you, for sharing what you did.
Can I say one thing? Yes. I do want to recognize also that one of the things that we are, Combat Veterans for Careers, is also one of the 8,000 members of the 50th anniversary commemorating the Vietnam War and recognizing the fact that our Vietnam veterans have served our country. And one of the things that I'm very proud of is that, you know, I didn't have to go through the things that they went through when they came back, because they did.
Right.
And they made sure that we didn't have to go through that. And that's one of the things. So in our community, we have a large Vietnam veteran population, and I always want to recognize the service, and I want to welcome them home, because it is so important that you might not recognize or believe in the government, but you should always support the troops. And they were not supported. And I always want to recognize and say welcome home to all of our Vietnam veterans, because they deserve it. And we're dealing with Agent Orange. We're dealing with a number of we talk about the 22 suicides a day. Those numbers weren't accounted for in the Vietnam era. And we really – so that's another big issue – and another big point to recognize them on the Patriots Parade in tribute to Vietnam veterans that have served our country. And again, we always hear no man left behind. Well, let's not leave them behind. Let's put them up there. Let's recognize them and let's get them and thank them for their service. So it is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've seen over the years of doing it, so many Vietnam veterans are leading the way. I don't remember if it was Potter or another Vietnam veteran said to me once, you know, their aim is so that what happened to them never happens again to these today's troops.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. They set the example, and we all need to follow that.
Absolutely. Well, great. Hayward or Bert, is there anything you want to add?
I'd just like to say, David, you just humble me. You humble me. We just were, only thing we were doing is that we were just carrying on the legacy of those who had served before us. And then you and your generation carried that to such a higher level and degree, it was just unbelievable. And so your comments are very, very appreciated. And I reflect back on this last summer when Higher Ground had its annual fundraiser and General Stan McChrystal was our guest speaker. And before the main event, he came on and just we had like a half hour, we being the veterans, we had a special veterans only. And he made a very interesting comment, and you're doing it. But he said, you know, as you go back, and we had World War II veterans there, we had Korea and Vietnam, and then naturally all the present, more recent veterans. But McChrystal made a very interesting comment, and it kind of changed my bearing. He said, okay, so great, you served, you did whatever you did. But he says, it's more important, what are you doing today? Mm-hmm. So forget about what your situation was, circumstances of coming home or whatever. Focus on what you're doing today to help veterans today. And that just opened up a completely different paradigm for me. It wasn't, you know, I mean, we're supporting Higher Ground, we're supporting the R4, we're supporting the Marine Corps, you know, scholarship down there, blah, 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 all this. But he gave me a new paradigm, and I'm 70 years old. So, you know, what am I going to do the next 20 years for veterans? So forget about, you know, what we did or happened or didn't happen or whatever. So some couple of World War II vets, like you just said, they came up and said, I'm still serving. I haven't stopped. And they're there supporting. They're supporting Higher Ground, the R4 campaign, everything. So anyway, just tremendous, tremendous. Thank you, David, for everything you're doing.
No, thank you, Hayward. And you know, and Hayward, you know, we're friends, but you're also family. And same with Potter, and you know, a number of other. And that's what building these, you know, the 1% of our country that have served in the military, standing together and recognizing. Try to explain to some people what camaraderie is if you haven't served. And that camaraderie is, it's so important. And what you guys, the Vietnam veteran era has done is they've set the example for us to follow and to build on. And we need to hold up to that standard, and we need to make sure that the veterans that are coming back in the future, that they would get recognized, and we need to recognize the veterans that have served our country. And that's what it's about. It really is. We can't do it alone, and we are 1% of our population that have served, and it's so important that we stand together. You know, we're in this fight together. So, and I think, and again, Hayward, you know, you're always our family, and I can't wait to see you again. I missed you last year. So now I need you to be here this year. So it'll be good to see you.
It'll be wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to meeting you all down there. Bert knows I do this. I think David, you do too, but I never like to end a program without inviting people on the program to give a shout out to our troops. So Each one of you, take it away.
Well, I'm going to jump in because my phone's going to die. So I would like to say thank you for everyone serving in our military. I can't thank you enough. Continue the fight. Continue. You're not alone. And when you're done with your service, you're still not alone. We're always here for you. And thank you for your service. And as tough as it gets, you were never alone. So thank you all. Thank you all for your service.
Yeah, this is Hayward. Daily I pray for your courage and for your safety.
Bert?
Yes?
Do you want to give a shout-out to the troops?
I'd love to. those who serve are looked up to by us civilians in a huge way. And even though it may not come across, we appreciate your service. Be safe. Come home safe. And when you get here, come and hook up with R4. Hook up with these 62 members that we have that have services for you to get out, have fun, reconnect with your family, and learn how to transition back into the civilian world. So thank you all for your service, and please come back and look us up.
Well, thank you very much, all three of you, for being on the program tonight. I look forward to meeting you tomorrow. I know, Bert, you know about this. You've helped. But my daughter, who surprised me back in 2002 by enlisting in the Army, I probably never would have ever thought of having a talk show for the troops if that hadn't happened. She has never, there's never been an opportunity where she could actually see me do a talk show. And I needed somebody to help me on this trip, and so she's going to be there. And I'm looking forward to her being able to gather information and bring back to her husband, who is an Iraq veteran. And so I'm excited for so many reasons, but to have her there, too, is really going to be quite a blessing. So anyway, I thank you all again for being on the program. I look forward to meeting you all next week in the Villages, Florida. So I want to thank everybody for listening to another Thursday night program here, and some of you are listening weeks later, as are all of our programs. Once they air, you can listen 24/7. We're getting ready to post on all our social media pages about this program. If you see one of those posts, please share them. Word of mouth is really helping this grow. And so before we close, I also want to give a shout-out to our troops. Those of you, first of all veterans and your families, all active duty military and your families, thank you for your service to our country. And to those men and women who are serving in an area of the world where you might be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert, God bless you, look forward to you coming home. And we'll be back on the air again with the next audio program after the R4 Alliance on October 29th. October 26th, we have another call-in program coming in from Schofield Barracks, from 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless America.